And we welcome you back courtside to the MAC. Monmouth trailing Canisius here at halftime, 36-28. This is our halftime show presented today by Surf Taco. Surf Taco, good food, good people, and good vibe. We'll run over the first half statistics. We'll be joined shortly again by Steve and our good friend Josh Newman from the Asbury Park Press. But before that, it's time to take a look at the scores from around the Metro Atlantic Athletic Conference with our out-of-town scoreboard presented by Coca-Cola Zero, Coke Zero. Enjoy everything. There were three games in MAC play yesterday. Fairfield shocked Manhattan 71-67. Quinnipiac all over Niagara 85-61. And Ryder beat Marist in a game they led huge, and then the Red Foxes closed it before Ryder pulled away 66-56. The only other game going on in this second of two games this weekend will be Siena and Iona. That game will tip off at 5 o'clock this afternoon, so after our game, taking a quick look at the MAC standings. If Canisius wins, they're all alone in first place. Manhattan and Quinnipiac are 6-2 right now in a tie for second. Iona's 5-2. Ryder's 5-3. Those would be the five first-round byes if the league tournament started today, followed by St. Peter's, Siena, this Monmouth team, Marist, Niagara, and Fairfield. As we'll welcome in Josh Newman now from the Asbury Park Press. And Josh, Monmouth a week ago in upstate New York in a game I know you couldn't be at, but you heard Steve and I, really got outclassed in that one by Canisius, ultimately losing by 20. I know you heard that one and you're seeing this one, down 8 in the first half. Your take on the first 20 minutes?
You know, when you look at the stats, I feel like they're actually fortunate to be down only 8. I mean, they really haven't taken very good care of the ball. 14 turnovers. They're 4 of 11 from the foul line, 11 of 23 from the field. They went about 7 minutes and change without a field goal. So the fact that they're only down 8, and with Billy Barron, not really, I mean, he has 11 points, but they've done a nice job of limiting his touches and his quality looks. All things considered, I feel like Monmouth is probably fortunate to only be down 8 right now.
And it was just a weird half. If you look at the stats, Monmouth is shooting 48%, but they've turned it over 14 times, and it's been everybody kind of getting into the turnover act. And then you see that Canisius has turned those 14 turnovers into 12 points. So it hasn't been the great outside shooting half for Canisius. Even though they are 5 of 10, it's been all Billy Barron. It just kind of has been a sloppy Sunday afternoon kind of game, and we've noticed that in a couple of these early MAC games. They kind of go like this.
Yeah, these early games, I mean, you couldn't have said it any better. I feel like these early Sunday games, it's always a slog for both teams just to kind of get going and find that groove, and I don't feel like either team has really taken control. You know, Canisius is getting the better of play right now, but it's really not by much. You know, Monmouth at this point is still very much in this game.
Absolutely. In the last game against these two a week ago, Barron, 26 points, 6 assists, no turnovers already in the first half. He's got 4, and I know Steve and I have kind of belabored the point, Monmouth not taking care of the ball. Canisius actually has one more turnover than MU. They've turned it over 15 times.
Yeah, they're not really taking care of the ball either, but in the same breath, it's not like Monmouth is like capitalizing on those Canisius turnovers. You know, they're just as sloppy. They're throwing the ball away. They're not shooting well. You know, Canisius, you know, they've turned the ball over. They've been sloppy, but Monmouth, I mean, they just haven't been able to capitalize on it at all.
We're here at halftime talking to our good friend Josh Newman from the Asbury Park Press. Check out his work in tomorrow's edition of the Press and also on APP.com in the Hawk's Nest as we rejoin Steve, who comes back to join Josh and I. And I wanted to get both of your takes on this. And Josh, we'll start with you. Steve and I alluded to this in the first half, that one of the big things for this year would be the points of emphasis, the rule changes in college basketball designed to, quote, increase scoring. They were going to call fouls a little tighter. They were going to make, you know, the block charge kind of really only be one call now. And you watch a lot of basketball, Monmouth and otherwise. What's been your take on this way to, quote, increase scoring? And I want both of your opinion after Josh answers. Is that how you would go about increased scoring?
It's been a good idea in theory, but I, you know, the games I've seen, as you said, you know, Monmouth, Rutgers, Seton Hall, whatever, it's really dependent upon the officiating crew that's there that night. Sometimes you run into a three-man crew that's going to call the game tight and use those rules, but then you have other officials who are going to be more liberal, and you don't really see those rule changes in effect. It really kind of depends on the officiating crew that you have on a given night, really.
Steve, your thoughts.
So, in reality, and what Josh is saying is that it all comes down to what it's always come down to, is what officiating crew do you get in a game? From my experience of broadcasting these games, Eddie, it seems like these games are riddled with fouls. And the reason, and the only thing that's going up to me is foul shooting attempts and the times that of games. And I don't know if that's true or not. It's been my observations here with Monmouth Basketball. I'd like to see some sort of stats at the end of the year that tell me this has actually worked.
And that's something I would really like to take a look at after the season. You know, where the scoring trends are, because the knock on college basketball from the outsider perspective is the shooting's not great, is that offenses struggle, and that was last year. So in my mind, you know, I hear the rule changes, I think, well, all right, so you're going to increase foul shooting opportunities. They can't make them anyway. So now we get to watch that. And stuff that we've talked about, Josh, and I want your take on this. I'm a big proponent of smaller shot clock, maybe get five or however many less seconds, more possessions. You free the game up a little bit. Maybe you extend the lane, maybe make it more like the Olympic lane, which I know is more drastic. And then also, you call less fouls. When we see these teams run up and down the court, that's when scoring, to me, seems to go up.
I think that 35 seconds is too long. I would like to see them have it at 30. I think that would increase the speed of play. You would see teams going up and down more. As you said, you know, extending the lane with the international rules, that would help. But that's, as you said, that's very drastic. I don't think you're ever going to see that in the American style of play.
Yeah, I agree. And that's something you're never going to get the old guard that makes decisions to do that. But what would be, you know, some other ways to maybe even try to increase, you know, college basketball scoring? And I know it's all dependent on who stays and who goes and things like that to the NBA. But it just seems as though, and whenever you're the first to try something, you're always going to get criticized. So they are making efforts, which is good. But Steve, I know you have an opinion on it.
Well, I don't think you should go any lower than 30 seconds, probably, because why people love to watch college basketball compared to the NBA, in my opinion, is that there is more continuity in college basketball because they have longer to shoot. When an NBA team crosses over half court, they have about, 16 to 18 seconds to shoot. They don't have time to get into an offense. College basketball is great because you can see great offenses and great continuity. So I would probably try to avoid going any lower than 30 seconds. But I agree, I don't think there's anything wrong with at least dropping it down a little bit. Not to get too deep into this argument, but basketball has kind of morphed into an athlete's game and no longer more of like a skilled person's game. So now people are really athletic but can't really shoot. So you have guys blocking shots and dunking but not making 16-foot jump shots. So maybe it's more of a foundational thing, but I don't know if college basketball can worry about that at the lower levels. They have to worry about the players they get in their game right now.
Canisius leading Monmouth 36-28 here at halftime. Guys, final question for each of you. We're going to bring you back to this game, and Josh, we'll start with you. Last 20 minutes of this game here, what would you like to see out of MU to come out and continue to fight with Canisius?
Well, they need to keep somebody, preferably Max DeLeo, on Barron. I feel like he's done an outstanding job of getting in Barron's face, not letting him receive the ball, and limiting his quality touches. Also, they need to hit the boards better. This is not, you know, a big, overly physical Canisius team they're playing, and they're getting outboarded by eight. That can't happen. So those two things, Barron, and don't get outboarded the way they are.
And Steve, to build on to that?
I think they have to execute better offensively. They've turned the ball over way too many times playing against the zone defense. They're not being pressured. It's really a lot of unforced errors. So execute on the offensive end, get better shots, and then like Josh said, you got to have somebody tracking Billy Barron at all times.
Guys, appreciate it here at halftime. Check out Josh's work on the APP.com website tomorrow, as well as in the home edition, which my parents are still proud to get.
Thankfully, somebody's still getting the actual press. That's good.
they're the one. And they go, hey, where's the paper guy? I go, the what? What are you talking about? Josh, thanks for joining us here at halftime, buddy. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Eddie.
That's Josh Newman from the Asbury Park Press. Steve and I are going to step out. 30-second timeout. We'll come back and get you ready for the second half here on the Shore Sports Network.